Okay. Rabotai, we are learning Gemara Nazir, and we are on Daf Vav. And the Masechet is being studied for the Refuah Shelema Moshe Ben Dina, El Narefana Lo, Betuch Sha'ar Chole Amo Yisrael, Veregle Hasidav Yishmor, Amen, Amen. And we are beginning today's Daf on here, Amud Bet. So the Gemara has a question on Rav Matna. Rav Matna just taught us that Miksatayom is Kikulo. Tenan, but we learned in the Mishnah, actually in the continuation of the Mishnah, had any Nazir Shiloshim Yom. I am a Nazir for 30 days, Im Gilah Yom Shiloshim. So if he shaves on day 30, Lo Yatza. Now why Lo Yatza? If you say Miksatayom Kikulo, so day 30 is he's done. And the Gemara answers, Be'omer Shelemin, where he actually said in this case that I want it to be 30 complete days. Now when he says 30 complete days, obviously you cannot use Mekseta Yom Kikulo. The only time we use Mekseta Yom Kikulo is when he just says, Hadini Nazir Stam, then we say the 30th day is the Mekseta Yom Kikulo. But when he says I want it to be complete, then he has to go through the, that's why if he shaved on that day, it is Soter the Nazirut.
Now let's just review exactly where we're holding. We had a Mishnah on He Amud Rishon. This is a Mishnah that everybody could remember Ba'al Peh. And there's no reason why you shouldn't know this Mishnah by heart. The Mishnah says, Setam Nizirut Shiloshim Yom, period. And that is that a standard Nizirut is 30 days. And the Gemara questioned, where do we know this from? How do you know Stam Nizirut Shiloshim Yom? So the Gemara said in the name of a rabbi called Rav Matna that we have a pasuk. The pasuk says, Nazir Yihyeh. The Gemara says, if you take the word Yihyeh, equals 30 numerically. Yudhe, Yudhe. So therefore you see from the Gematria of the word Yihyeh that it's 30. The Rosh points out and says, no, we don't learn halachot from gematria. It's an asmach. That must be they had a kabbalah that it's 30 days. They had a tradition and they stuck it on the gematria of the yudke yudke. That's similar to what Tosafot says in the beginning of Masechet Gittin. Tosafot comes along and says that when a person's writing a get, the get has to have 12 lines. So Tosfot says, how do we know a get has to have 12 lines? Gematria get. Gimel tet is 12. And therefore, not that they learning it from a word, but they had a tradition. And therefore, they were putting asmachta on the word. Now, there was another rabbi called Rav Peda. And Rav Peda, he said, no, that Nizirut is actually 29 days. And he said, because if you look in the Torah, you'll see that it says the word Nazir, Lehazir, Nezer, 30 times actually. And therefore, he counted how many times it says it, and therefore, he found the remez in the amount of times that it said. Of course, the Gemara asks, well, if he found 30, then why are you saying 29? And the Gemara goes into that. But the point is, this is the mahlokah that we have to know for our sugya. And that's the whole sugya today, hinging on one mahlokah. Machlokot between Rav Matna and Rav Peda, how many days is a Nizirut? Is it 30 days or is it 29 days? With that, we begin today's sugya. We start on the Peh Amud Bet, and we are going to start with the words Tenan, which is three lines, like I said, from the bottom. Tenan. Now, this is a Mishnah that we're going to learn later on Tensai. Mishin Nazar Sheted Nizirot. So the person accepted upon himself two nizirut, which means two consecutive nizirut. A nizirut after a nizirut. So megaleach et harishona yom shiloshim ve'ehad. So he counts 30 days. On day 31, he makes the haircut. Like we have a law, after a nizirut is over, he takes his haircut. And when does he start the second nizirut? Sheniyah. The Yom Shishim Ve'ehat. And then the second Nizirut ends on day 61. So the Gemara says, wait, so you're doing 31 and then you have 61. So the Gemara says, Bishlamal Rav Matna, according to Rav Matna that says that the main nizirut is how many days? 30 days. Niha. So we understand why the first nizirut he shaves when on the 31st day, because that's the day after he finished, which means he finishes it on 30 and 31 already. He finishes it. And that day itself, you can count as the first day of the second nizirut. So there were the 31, not only is the ending of the first one, but it's day one of the second one over there. And therefore, he shaves on 61, which is 31 days of the second nizirut. So therefore, according to Rav Matna, this Mishnah is very, very, very good. Od pam, he made a double nizirut. And the Mishnah says, the first nizirut, he finishes on day 31, which is very good. I mean, stam nizirut is 30 days. And then day 31, he takes his haircut. And 31 is the first day of the second nizirut. Therefore, on day 61, which is also 31 days, he's able to take a second haircut. So it works very good. Problem is, we move to the Amud Rishon, Ela Lebar Pada. But according to Bar Pada, that says that nizirut is only 29 days. So therefore, the Gemara asks Kasha, which means he should be able to shave on day 30. You kept it 29 days, and day 30. Yeah, he's keeping an extra day. Now, if anybody remembers yesterday's daf, we already answered this question. We answered on yesterday's daf that really, according to the Torah law, according to Rav Pada, you only need 29 days. But the rabbis came along, and they added an extra day for a reason we'll see in a minute. Now, the Gemara could have answered that immediately and said, hey, don't you remember what we said yesterday? But the style of the Gemara will be, we're just going to give a little back and forth. And eventually it's going to go back to what we said yesterday to answer that really you're right. It should be 29 days, but the rabbis added an extra day. But let's see how the Gemara gets to that conclusion. Amma lecha bar peda. Bar peda says, very nice. You asked me a question from a Mishnah. I accept. But emma sefa, why don't you learn the end of the Mishnah? You're asking me a question from the beginning of the Mishnah. But you don't bring the end of the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah actually is a proof to me. What does the end of the Mishnah say? Ve'im gilach et harishuna liyom shloshim. And if he shaved on day 30, and therefore what? Megaleach et hashaniyah liyom shishim. Which means if he ended his first nizirut, not on day 31. Let's say he ended his first nizirut on day 30. So b'di'avad it says his first nizirut is okay. And therefore what? The second nizirut that he has will start on day 30. And therefore, megaleach the shiniyah, so the second nizirut, you could also do it on day 60, niyom shiloshim. So therefore, what do you see? That really nizirut is 29 days. And therefore, on day 30, you finish it. So therefore, the nizirut is not 31. From the sefer, you see, you're going from 30 to 60. And therefore, you don't need 31 days. All you need is 29, and then the 30 day, it's over. So that's a proof to me. The sefa is a proof to Rav Peda, resha, and the resha we have to explain. Be'omer shelemim. What is it? Be'omer shelemim. So this is from yesterday's stuff. Remember we said, even according to Rav Peda, that says a nizirut is 29 days. But let's say a guy explicitly said, hareni nazir shloshim yom. If he says Shloshim Yom, it's Shloshim Yom, it's 30. You can't give a guy a 29 when he said it explicitly. And people used to do that. They used to say, complete, I want to be a Nazir Shloshim Yom. That's complete Nazir. So therefore, even in the case where a guy just said, had any Nazir Stam, we're going to make a Gezerah for the case where he says Nazirut Shloshim, where he has to keep 30. Because if you're not going to make this guy keep 30, the guy is going to not... The guy's not going to keep 30 when he has to. And therefore, the Peda comes along and says, we added an extra day, even on a stam nizirut, in order to protect the case where he actually needs to keep the 30 days. Fine. And that's the case in the Mishnah. When the Mishnah said, you have to go to day 31, it's supposed to be, he said, I didn't even come out online nizirut shloshim yom, shelemim. Once he says shelemim, so then he has to 30. And the Serpa is talking about from the law. From the law, when a guy just explains, it says a nizirut, he can keep 29 days. So therefore, we figured it out according to Rav Peda. The Resha works, and the Sefer works. But the problem is, we have Rav Matna, Kashi Asepa. Rav Matna, who holds that Nezirut is 30 days. So you got to keep 30. And then what? Day 31, you shave. But that's not going to work out according to it, because the Sefa of this Mishnah said what? He can even shave on day 30. What do you mean day 30? Day 30 is a part of the Nezirut. How are you going to square it off according to Rav Matna? Now, the Resha is not a question according to Rav Matna, because the Resha said you shave on day 31. Good. But she ain't on the sefer, which says you shave on day 30. What do you mean? That Batna holds, you got to do 30 days of Nezirut. That's a Torah law. The Batna says, I have no problem with that. Amma dechar of Batna, kediktani sefa, like the sefa says, Yom Shiloshim, ole lekan ulekan, which means day 30 goes for both. Is the last day of the first Nezirut, and it is the first day of the second term. Now, how does that work? If you have to wait 30 days, how could you end your Nezirut on day 30? I don't care that you could tell me that it's the last day of the first term and the first day of the second term, but you didn't wait 30 days. The Gemara says, Mahi, how does that work? Except a Yom Kikulo. It's working with a principle that we're very familiar with. Actually, we're so familiar with it, we learned it on yesterday's daf already. What does Mekseta Yom Kikulo tell me? That even though we said you have to keep 30 days of Nezirut, once already you hit the 30th day, the morning, already the day counts. Mekseta Yom. Let's say Alot HaShahar. It makes you happy, Alot HaShahar. If it makes you happy, Nance, say Nance. The point is that once the day came, already, even 1 second of the day, we count the whole day. So therefore, according to number, you're counting 30 days. But you don't have to count 30 complete days. It's enough to count partial day, as in, and it counts. So the Gemara then says, wait, Amra Adazimna. You told us that on the fair. How many times do you have to tell me, according to that Matna, the rule, Miksata Yom Kikulo? This is a principle that you've told me already. Now, I'm not too sure, but the Gemara could have asked a similar question on the Peda. When you answered me the question over here, Shilemim, we also said that on Daf here. And for some reason, the Gemara didn't say, hey, you told me that already. But over here, on the Batna, the Gemara saying, hey, how many times do you want to tell me something? The Gemara says, wait, there's a reason why I repeated it. Because there's a Hiddush in this case. It means, and last Amud on Daf here, we did teach you, Mekseta Kikulo, in a singular Nezirut. I want to tell you, a guy makes a Nezirut, and day 30 is considered the final day, Mekseta Yom Kikulo, and that's as if he kept 30 days. Here's a bigger Hadush. Here it's telling where he accepted two Nezirut. And the Hadush over here is that Mekseta Yom Kikulo, that it's Ole Lekan Ulekan, that I can use the same day for two separate Nezirut. That's a Hadush. I might have thought maybe Mekseta Yom Kikulo, you can use it for one Nezirut, but you can't use it you can't split the day for two different Nezirut. Kamash Malan, the Gemara says you can. That Mekseta Yom Kikulo ends Nezirut number one, and it also begins Nezirut number two. So at this point, Abotai, everybody is squared off. That Mishnah is not a problem, not for Rav Matna, and not for Rav Peda. But now the Gemara asks another question. Tanan, this is a Mishnah that we're going to have on Daf Tet Zayin coming up. Similar case about that. Guy accepted upon himself two Nezirut. Now listen to the case. Im gilah biyom shishim hased ehad. If he shaved the second Nezirut on day 60 minus one. Very good. Because 60 minus 1 is 59. This is without a calculator. So now it says, unbelievable. Which is basically 30 days from the second Nezirut, which means the second Nezirut started on day 30, as we said. So you go from 30 to 59, it's exactly 30 days. So therefore, the Gemara says, Yatza. It's okay. Now, that means you're keeping in the Zirut of 30 days. Shiyom Shiloshim Ole Lo Min HaMinyan. Good, because day 30 counts for the second term. So therefore, day 30 is one, and you go from 30 to 59, It's exactly 30 days. And if you shaved on day 59, the Gemara says you are okay. Mishnah, watch this. Mishnah le Rav Matna. According to Rav Matna, that says what? When is the Ikar Nezirut? Ikar Nezirut is 30 days, according to Rav Matna. Niha, we understand that why it says that Yom Shloshim is Ole Leminyan Shtei Nezirut, which means we understand why you need day 30 to be counted for the second Nezirut. Needs to be counted for the first one, so you have 30. Needs to be counted for the second one as well, so you have 30. But when did the guy shave in the second one? 59. So if you're not going to count day 30 as the first of the second term, you don't have 30 days. So we understand why the Mishnah has to say that if you did it on 59, you're okay, because Yom Shloshim Ole Lekan Ulekan. Say again, if you have to get to the magic number 30, you need 30 days. And then we'll say, except the Yom Kippur, as we said, but you need 30 days. Very good. Even if you shaved on 59, it can be okay, because you're counting day 30 as day one. However, Ela Le Bar Peda, but according to Bar Peda, Lamani, why do you need day 30 to be considered the first of the second term? Ha Amar Shiloshim Haser Echad. You don't need 30 days according to him. You need only 29. So therefore, even if you don't count day 30, count day 31 as day one, you'll still be okay, because you still, on day 59, you have 29 days. But back to the question again. So the Gemara, again, is going to repeat concepts. Again, once you have a good answer, you can always answer every question with the same answer. You don't got to figure a new answer. So the Amar Necha Bar Pedat comes along and says, Ananame Ahasamche. He says, guess what? That is my proof. I am relying on this Mishnah and in that case to teach you that Ikar Nezirut is 29 days. What is it? He said, thank you very much. This question that you brought for me, I actually use this as one of my supports to my opinion, only in 29 days. Why? Because it says Yom Shloshim Ole Min HaMinyan. Remember the Mishnah said over here that day 30 counts from the Minyan. Now, what does that mean? He understood it to mean like this, that it's Ole Le Minyan Rishon, but not Ole Le Minyan Sheni. Oh, the way of learning. We thought Yom Shiloshim Ole Le Minyan for the second Minyan. Now he's saying, no, Yom Shiloshim Ole Le Minyan Rishon. And therefore, when does the second Minyan start? On day 31. And therefore, 31 to 59 is how many days? 29. And therefore, that's a proof to me. That's an Adama. So therefore, he learns the Mishnah differently. If you learn the Mishnah, Yom Shloshim Ole Lekan, he doesn't say Lekan U Lekan. It says Yom Shloshim Ole Le Minyan. Now the question is a Minyan? So the Matna says, Stay Minyanim. It's Ole Le Minyan Dishon, and it's Ole Le Minyan Sheni. And therefore, it's very good. 30 days. 30 to 59 is 30 days. Now, Peda says, no. When it says Yom Rishon Ole Le Minyan Rishon. And then when does Minyan Sheni start? 31. 31 to 59 is how much? 29. Hazak Baruch. That's my proof that I told you that I hold twice. So again, he got out of it. And it, basically, you're not going to knock out anybody from these proofs over here. But we're going to try to knock them out from here. Tenam. Misha Amar. We have a fellow that came along and said, Areni Nazir. Stop, Areni Nazir. Now watch what happens. These are very, very interesting cases. Nitma Yom Shiloshim. He became Tameh on day 30. Now we know one of the things that a Nazir cannot do is become Tameh, unless he is a Nazir. No? Anyway, that's just to remind us of what we learned. Anyway, the Gemara is saying now, Tenan, mi she'amad alei nazir, nitma b'yom shiloshim, and he became tamei on day 30, soter et hakol. Do over. He nullifies the whole nazirut, and he has to start again. It's as if he didn't do anything. Now he has to start the process again. Now, let's understand why. Bishtama l'Rav Matna niha. Yeah, according to Rav Matna, it's very good. Because if he holds that the Ikar Nizirut is 30 days, so on day 30, he became Tameh. He didn't finish the Nizirut. And therefore, do over. However, in the Bar Pada, Kasha, why? Minat Torah, he was done on day 29. So he's done. And what do I care if he became Tameh on day 30? At this, the Gemara is assuming that once you finished your cycle of Nizirut, your term, I should say, of Nizirut, that's it. We don't care what happens after. So even if you became Tameh after the term was over, you're okay. The 29 days are in the bank. So the Chaura, according to Bar Peda, why is it Soter? The Chaura, he has his Nizirut covered. Bar Peda says, what do you think? I can't answer that question? Go to the Amud Bet. Amar Lecha Bar Peda. Bar Peda comes along and says, Ema Sefa. So I don't understand. You asked me a question from the beginning of the Mishnah, but you don't bring the sefa. Why don't you bring the sefa? This is not fair. Because if you look at the sefa actually proves that I'm right. What does it say in the sefa? The bili ezer omer eno soter ela shiv'a yamim, which he became tamed. Now, how long does it take for a person tamed to become tahor again? 7 days. Which basically said, well, you need 7 days, meaning his Nizirut is over, but he can't bring Korbanot yet. Normally, what happens after Nizirut, you bring Korbanot. And this guy bring Korbanot, he cannot because he is Tameh. So how many days does he need just in order to fix his Tum'ah? 7. But what do you think, Marbidi Ezer? His Nizirut is done. He doesn't say you have to start the process over again. Oh, so therefore you see from over here that it's enough. Now, the Gemara says, but if you're going to tell me you need 30 days, it should nullify all the 30, but it doesn't. Ela koin to Rabbi Eliezer, it sounds like what? It works. Ela, what's the pshat? It works because you're counting your 29 days. He became Tameh on day 30. Okay, you cannot bring Korbanot. How many days do you need? 7 days just for the Tumah. Now, the question over here is, but this is a B, Eliezer. Tanakama didn't say that. So what is Bar Peda come along and say, hey, Rabbi Eliezer, I mean, he's only a da'at yahid. From the Resha, which sounds like it's the majority opinion, is against him. So then what is he answering? Hey, look at the Sefa. I looked at the Sefa. That's Rabbi Eliezer. You bring me an ayah from Rabbi Eliezer, we're bringing you a question from the Resha, which is the majority opinion. The explanation is that from Rabbi Eliezer, we can understand Tanakama, which means the explanation is exactly. Let's read the Rashi over here. Rashi says, first Rashi of the day, the Is Al Kadatach, it's the second line. The Is Al Kadatach de Ba'inan Shiloshim, Nestor Kolehu. According to the Bili Ezer, we should be soted all 30. Ela lab, ela, you know why we know? The en ikan nizirut the Bili Ezer ela chavtet yom. Because it's only 29 days. My time, the Bili Ezer was soted zayin. And why do you need to wait 7 days? We should have to wait till he gets sprinkled on the third and the seventh day. Mahmat tum'ah. It says in the pasuk, and mefarish ba'kira ba'yom ha'shivi'i yigal le'enu, ubedinu dena sarik l'stom me'em klum. And you know that it's not soter anything. Why? Sharia avru alav chavtet yom betara, because he waited the 29 days. Ela mishum da'ashta l'gral ha'tum'ah. You can't bring korbanot betum'ah. Bekimlu l'rabanan, de'en shi'ur mitkadel, sorry, de'en se'ar mitkadel, kedel l'achut rosho, shezeh besadi karot, shezeh b'hot b'zayin yamim, Okay, could have answered like we answered above. Okay, now she's going into a separate question. I just want to explain the question the way he explains it over here. He says, that umistaber shetana kama eno cholek al Rabbi Eliezer b'shiur ikar nizirut. There's no machlok. He also holds 29. Is there shabbat shekama mekled zeh soter et hakol? Why do you say you need sitira and hakol? Because according to, again, remember we said rabotai shelemim. When we say according to bar peda, even though stam nizirut is 29 days, but the rabbis added an extra day, and therefore if they added an extra day, so that's why he says it's soter hakol, because bidrabanan, because of the extra day. And the Bili Ezer doesn't hold of that, and therefore he says it's enough to do seven. So the Bar Peda basically saying the following. There's no mahlok between the Bili Ezer and Tanakama on how much the Ikad Nizirut is. For sure it's only 29 days. And that's why, according to the Bili Ezer, after 29 days he became Tamer, he's good. He just waits 7 days till his Tum'ah goes off so he can bring the Korbanot. Why is it soter hakol? Not menatora. Menatora really 29 days is enough. It's just that because the rabbis added an extra day, so that's why you need to soter hakol. But everybody holds that what it is irut is only 29 days. So the Gemara comes along and says. So now the Gemara is going to say that. So the Gemara says kasabar. So now we have a question on Rav Matna. Now we go back. According to Rav Matna, that says the Ikar Nizirut is 30 days. So therefore, how could the Bili Ezer say you only have to wait 7? It should be soter the whole thing. So the Gemara answers. Kasabar Bili Ezer Miksate Yom Kekudo. The Bili Ezer is going to hold that what? That you're going to have Miksate Yom Kekudo. What does that mean? On day 30. Did the guy bring his korbanot yet? No, he did not. Now, there's a big mahluk we're going to see right now. When do you say miksat ayom kikuno? The Bili is going to say, once the 30th day comes, miksat ayom kikuno, even though you didn't bring your korbanot yet. Doesn't matter. Miksat ayom kikuno. So the point to the Bili is, how much is Niziru to point to Rav Matna? 30. And he counted 30. And what happened on day 30? He became tameh. So what? He's done. Except Ayom, because even before he brought his Korbanot. And therefore, how many days does he have to wait? 7 more. Good. And what's Tanakama say? Tanakama says, yes, when the Nizirut is how many days? 30. And when did he become Tameh? On day 30. And Except Ayom, Kikulo. But no Except Ayom. Why? Because he holds you only say Except Ayom Kikulo after you brought your Korbanot. But until you brought your Korbanot, we don't say miksat ayom kikulo. Now this guy became tameh before he brought his korbanot. But since he didn't bring his korbanot, we're going to say what? Soter hakol. So now I review what just happened over here. It comes out that this Mishnah is not a question, not according to Bar Peda, and not according to Rav Matna. According to Rav Matna, it's not a problem. Why? Because Tanakama says he became tameh on day 30. Day 30. So why is it soter hakol? If you're saying miksat ayom kikulo, we're not saying miksat ayom kikulo. That's the point. Why are we not saying miksat ayom kikulo? Because he didn't bring his korbanot yet. He didn't bring his korbanot yet. So if he didn't do 30, they put soter hakol. And according to me, the answer, why is it okay if he became tamei on day 30? But he didn't say miksat ayom kikulo. Why? Because he says miksat ayom kikulo afilu im lo hevi korbanotat. So did he count 30? He did. And then Rabbi Nachman says, I'm fine. I explained the Mishnah very, very well. Now the Gemara has one more discussion from another Mishnah. Tenan. Hareni Nazir Me'ayom. Now we know that a person could accept upon himself as many days as he wants. He could accept 100 days, accept 1,000 days. He said, Hareni Nazir Me'ayom. Now watch what happened. V'nitma Yom Me'a. He became Tameh on day 100. Poor guy. He went all the way to the end. And day 100 became Tameh. So Soter Hakol. That's it. Do over. That's considered as if he became Tameh in the middle of his Nizirut. And therefore he has to start along. The Bili Ezer Omer Eno Soter Ela Shiloshim Yom. Hadush. He said, that's it. You just got to do 30. Hadush. We have to see what this opinion is. What do you 30? I would say either you're covered or 100. He's making Yenushita. No, you just got to do 30. So the Gemara says, "The Eastern Kadatak Sabar Bili Ezer Misat Yom Tikulo." if he holds that the last day, even before you brought the korbanot, is miksata yom tikulo, so therefore nistor shiv'ah, you should just need seven. I mean, he counted the 100. And on the last day, the 100 became tameh. So what? He did the 100. If he said miksata yom tikulo before he brought the korbanot, you're done. How many days should he need? Seven just to become tahor. So the Gemara's question, what's going on? Now, the e lo sabar miksata yom tikulo. Now, for me, as it doesn't hold miksata yom tikulo, so that means the 100 is part of the nizilut, and therefore he should be soter hakol. He should start the whole thing over. You want to restore kuleu, which the Gemara is basically saying the manot. What does it mean? Doesn't hold. You hold miksata yom tikulo, so therefore you should be okay. Just count seven. You don't hold miksata yom tikulo, so therefore you should have to count the 100 again. Basically, it'd be like, where did you get this 30 opinion? Where was this 30? It should be either, like we say, all or nothing. It should be either all 100 again or nothing. Why do you come along and say 30? Where did this 30 come from? So the Gemara comes along and says, Le'olam. And again, this is a question on Rav Matna, because Rav Matna is the one that said that the Bili Ezer holds Miksata Yom Tikulo before you brought the Korbanot. Well, if it's Miksata Yom Tikulo, so then the Chaura, why should he have to wait 30 days? You just have to wait seven. But the answer is Le'olam lo amrinan miksat ayom kikulo. There we go. Really, according to the Bili Ezer, we're changing our opinion. He does, exactly. Go back to square one. He doesn't hold the miksat ayom kikulo. Nistor kulehu. So we're back to the question. Then, therefore, if he becomes tamei on the last day, he should not wait 7 or 30. He should have to start the whole thing over again. Amar Ish Lakish, I knew Ta'amad Rabbi Eliezer, Amar Kira, Vezot Torah Tanazir, Beyom Melot Yemen Nizro, HaTorah Amra, Nitma Beyom Melot, Tenlo Torah Nazir. Hadush. That if he became, because that's the Katruf, nothing to make something of the Gulo. Hadush. That if a person became Tameh, on the final day, technically, you should be okay. But we say no. We say that there's a special gezeta katuv. You got to keep the minimum shi'ur of nezirut, which is what?
30
Another 30 days. Why? Because he became tameh on the last day. Let's read it inside again. Amar Ish Lakish, haynu ta'amad li b'di'ezer, amar kira, v'zo torah tenezit, b'yom melot, that's the day completed, yemen nezro, ha'torah amra, Nitma biyom melot. If he became tameh on yom melot on the last day, ten lo torat nazir. He's got to add another 30. Hadush is, he doesn't got to keep 100. He just got to keep another 30. Now, so we go back. Shledat be the ezeh the gezerat katuv sheyesh chiluk ben nazir shenitma. That means if he became tameh in between, let's say he became tameh on day 50, you gotta start over again. But he didn't become tameh day 50. He became tameh on the last day. And we have a gezeret kulo that when you become tameh on the last day, you don't gotta go 100. What do you have to do? 30. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Eliezer. Now, tirut ze amur begemara da'at bar peda. Which means this terutz that we're saying now will work according to Bar Peda. What's Bar Peda? Bar Peda's opinion was that you need 29 days benatura. So he explains perush. Mekachu perush da'at Rabbi Eliezer lefi dato. Mi shenazar stam. That means stam nezirut. V'netma biyom shiloshim. And he kept them on the last day. What's the deen? The data be the ezin and nizirut nisteret. The nizirut is not going to be nisteret because minat Torah all you needed was 29, and then but when did it become tameh? After the nizirut was over. When does Rabbi Eliezer say you need another 30? When you became tameh on the last day? But according to Ban Peda, what's the last day? 29. So therefore, if you would have became tameh on 29, you'd be in trouble. But he didn't become tameh on 29. He became tameh on 30. That's why Bar Peda says that we end will say just keep another 7 and you don't have a problem. Ella, why he has to wait another 7 days in order to bring it? And that's what it says in the Resha, that what? Eno soter ela shiva. But if a guy came along and said, I want to be nazir for 100 days, oh, then even by pedal will say, well, on day 100, you got to keep 100. And if we came to man day 100, what's going to happen? Soter, not the whole thing. Soter, only another 30. That's the way we're going to learn it according to... That works according to Bar Peda. The question is, how is Rav Matna going to learn? Let's go back to Rav Matna. We have to always go back and put the Shiton. Rav Matna said you need 30 days. You need 30 days. So when did the guy become Tameh in the first Mishnah? The guy became Tameh on day 30. Now, according to Rav Matna, day 30 is part of the Nizrut. That's the last day. So how did Rabbi Eliezer say you need 7, he should say you need 30. According to Matna, that says the Nizinut ends on day 30, and he became Tameh on day 30. The Nizinut cannot say you need 7 days. You should say you need another 30, because we just learned the law. We got a problem. So he said, Nid'emen ha-gemara shu mefresh api ha-klal shal miksat ha-yom kikulo. Malken ha-nitma ha-chad shikman ha-tchilom shiloshim. Oh, so now we have, like we're going to say, Miksatayom. You must say that once you got to day 30, we're going to use a Miksatayom to say that day 30 is in the bank. And if day 30 is in the bank, your Nizirut basically is over. And therefore, once he became Tameh, it's like he became Tameh after the Nizut is over, and therefore it's going to be, okay, but now we have a problem. So then, how is it when the guy accepted upon himself 100, and he became Tameh on the last day, we should say the same thing. We should say, accept the Yom Kikolo on day 100, and therefore the Nizut is over, and therefore he should only have to keep 7. Why is it the end of saying on day 100, we don't say, accept the Yom Kikolo? He says, "En Hashim Ken." The din should be the same thing with the 100. So he says, "V'sarich Lomar." He comes along and answers,
"Both it's okay."
Shirav Matam Ma'amid Asva Benazir Shkimel Avatzmo Nizirut Shel Me'a Yamim Shelemim. You have to say he accepted upon himself not only 100 days, but 100 complete days. Oh, so the Bodai, we have to make sure that everything is squared off over here. I don't have a problem introducing a new concept in the Bili Ezer. There's a Pasuk. Hadush. Become Tameh in the last day, plus 30. Kibati, it says, there's Pasuk. Okay, but now we have to use this, we have to take this formula and fit it in to see if it works. So let's go according to Rabbatna. Rabbatna says, how much is Nizirut? How many days? 30. Beautiful. What does it mean? Is it saying the first part of the Mishnah? You kept the Nizirut for 30 days. You became Tameh on day 30. How many days do you have to keep more? 7. Why? That means basically the 30 days is over. Once the 30 days is over, you became Tameh basically after your Nizirut. After the Nizirut is over, plus 7. The Shalom Ali said, oh, the Sefa said what? You became Tameh on day 100. Oh, then you need 30. You should need 7. No, because the case is about where you accepted upon yourself, not 100, you need 100 shilemim. And therefore, okay, once you see 100 shilemim, you took away that miksata yom kikulo, and therefore, as if you became Tameh in the middle of Nizirut, and that's where you need plus 30. We're very good. Now, let's just go according to Bar Peda again. Bar Peda said, how much is the Nizirut? The Zirut is 29 days. Okay, so then the Mishnah is very good according to Bar Peda. According to Bar Peda, that says the Kanzu is 29 days, the Bili Ezer will say if a guy made Stam the Zirut and became Tameh on day 30, beautiful, you are done. 29 is finished. So therefore, day 30, you're done. You just need another 7 days, and therefore you have no problem. This was not so thin. But if a person made the Zirut of 100 days, 100 days, then you have to keep 100. And if you became Tameh on the last day, it's considered part of the Nizirut. That's why you have to do another 30. Now we go to the last one. Let us say that the Mahluket of Barpedan, the Matna, who are Amoraim, by the way, let us say their Mahluket is actually the Mahluket amongst the Hanaim. Let's see where the Mahluket is. It says in Bamidbar, all the days of a person's neder of the zirut, he's not allowed to cut his hair. Ta'ar lo ya'avor al roshu. Ad melot tayyamim. Until when? Melot tayyamim means until the days are complete. The Gemara says, Shom'ani, I see from over here that stam the zirut is only 2 days. 2 days. Why? Because it says ad melot yamim. What's the minimum of plural? The minimum of plurality is that we have a new shita. Forget about 30. Forget about 29. The pasuk said yamim. The guy wants me in azim. Stam the zirut shtei yamim. Think about thinking now. Shom'ani, but mi'ut yamim shenayim. And therefore, maybe he only has to keep 2 days. Of course not. Tamud lomar kadosh yihye. Gadel pera. You have to grow a pera. What is it, pera? Yeah. Hair. Now, hair after 2 days is not called pera. Pera means you have a substantial amount of hair. How much? Ve'en gidul se'ar pachot mishloshim. Growth of hair is not considered a growth of a pera until 30 days. Devrei Rabbi Yoshiyah. Beautiful. Rabbi Yonatan, he is Omer, Enosadich. No, you don't need this whole explanation over here. We can learn it from the pasuk itself. Hade Omer, Ad Melo Tayamim. Elu Hen Yamim Chesidichim Lemalot, which means Lemalot Tayamim. It doesn't say Yamim. It says Milu Yamim. El Tayamim Chesadich Lemalot, Hade Omer. Shiloshim, which means the 30 days of a month. Sometimes the month is hased. Sometimes the month only has 29 days. Sometimes it has 30 days. So therefore, when the pasuk says ad melot yamim, it means that he should keep it until the month. That's the way he's learning. Let's see over here. We have Rashi. Rashi says on the bottom, go to the left side. Amar mor Elohen yamim shlichim lamalot havi umeshloshim de mashma etemiru stam shloshim yom. It sounds like stam shloshim yom ad milot tayamim, until the month is full. Sometimes you have a month that's hased ad milot tayamim, until the days are complete, until you have a chodesh maleh. Kama ze chodesh maleh? 30. So therefore, according to these opinions over here, we have either because a pera is not until 30 days, or because melot tayamim is 30 days. So the Gemara says, "My love, Rav Matna de Amar Kirabi Yoshiya." Rav Matna must hold like Rav Yoshiya. That says why? That you need 30 days. Because where did Rav Yoshiya say? Rav Yoshiya said, "En gidul se'ar pahot mishloshim." Where did he get that from? When you get Engidusa, we have a tradition. Engidusa must be got it from the Pasuk Yihyeh. Because the Pasuk says, by the Zirut, the Pasuk Slashon is Kadosh Yihyeh. And Yihyeh is 30. So that's how we know it. And therefore, that must be like Rav Matna. And what's the other rabbi? Ubar Peda de Amar Krebi Yonatan. Because basically, he said what? That you have to go according to the Yom Melot. What's Yom Melot? The completeness of them, up until the completeness of the month. And what's up until the completeness of the month? So he says over here, look at the Mefarshim here. He says, Halomed et shi'ud meshika nizu b'me'ahot v'chenu duresh. Yeshto lenazir legadet pera ad Yom Melot. Maze ad Yom Melot? Until day 30. Ad. That means until when? 29. That's the Nezut is over. So therefore, we want to say the mahloket between the Matna and Barpada is the mahloket and Naim. Let's review. The French rabbi says, the Pasuk says, you need 30 days. Then where did you get that from? Because 30 days is a Yehiyeh, like we said earlier. And the second rabbi says, no, ad melot. until the completion of the month. When's the completion of the month? 30. Mazi'ad, the day before. And therefore, that's what? 29. So then we found a mahlokit tana'im, like the mahlokit amora'im. And the Gemara concludes today's daf and says, no. Amalach rab matna kule alma shiloshim ba'ina. Everybody says you need shiloshim. By the way, remember we learned the Masechet Berachot. When you say the word ad, what does ad mean? Until. I could see until, but not including. Or I could say until and including. Remember that machloket? Exactly. We could say either ad velo ad bichlal. I could say ad ve'ad bichlal. So then when the pasuk says ad melot, if you learn ad melot means up until melot and including, so that's 30. So then Rabbanan says, all opinions are saying 30 because all opinions hold ad. Now, because you cannot, I could even be going like the second opinion that says what? The Miyonatan that says ad milot. If you learn ad milot means ad, ad bichlal. The Gemara says that. The Acha ad ad bichlal peliki. The Miyot Shia sabar ad milot ad bichlal. The Miyonatan sabar ad ad bichlal. The Miyonatan holds ad ad bichlal. So therefore he says what? Ad milot means until milot, including milot, which means until they. 30, which is in 30. The Yoshia holds no. Ad velo ad bichlal. So if you learn from that, the Rashi will only have 20. That's what we had to learn from a different place. Because he wanted to get to 30. And he couldn't use the derash of ad melot because he would only bring him to 29. So therefore he had an alternate derash from where? From Pera. How long is Pera? 30 days. But everybody holds it's 30. So therefore the Gemara at this point comes along and says, no. Now let's just review Rabotai quickly the main topics that we learned on today's daf. We're going to review it using the system of. Let's get that out of here for a second. We're going to review. This is daf vav, correct? Let's see what we have on daf vav. We're going to review it.
There's
a misunderstanding. There is no money. He says 30 when he starts, he doesn't want. He said complete
30. The other one didn't say anything. The 29
will open. You're agreeing, you're arguing. Amos, what are you doing? Let's do it. We'll explain it. We'll explain it now again. I'm reviewing the whole daf. I'm giving you a summary of the whole daf. The Mishnah stated, if one accepted two consecutive nizirut terms, first from the beginning of the daf, and was supposed to shave for the first term on the 31st day, and the second on the 61st day, beautiful, and instead shaved on day 30, it is valid, and he shaves for the second nizirut on 60, which is the 31st beginning from the day he shaved. This seems to contradict Rav Matna, who says nizirut is for 30 days. The Gemara has answers before miksat hayom kikulo, and therefore you can count day 30 lekanu lekan. When the Gemara objects that the Torah already taught us this principle miksat hayom kikulo, the Gemara answered that it only taught it to us in relation to one nizirut. Over here, it's teaching us miksat hayom kikulo regarding two nizirut, so you can count day 30 as the end of day the first term and the beginning of the second term. Number two, the Mishnah teaches that if a Nazir became Tameh on the 30th day of the Zirut, so Teret HaKol, that was the rabbis, Teret HaKol, he forfeits the entire term. This only applies if he became Tameh during the Nizirut term, but not after. The Mishnah seems to disprove Bar Peda, because Bar Peda said, you finished your term, 29 is already over. So therefore, seemingly you should be okay. Bar Peda responds by presenting the opposing opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. He's, what are you asking me from the Resha? I'll bring you a question from the Sefer. Rabbi Eliezer says, you only have to keep 7 days. We see that Rabbi Eliezer holds that the Zirut finished before the 30th day. And we should assume that Rabbanan agree with this point, but they consider rabbinically added the 30th day. The rabbis just say they added an extra day. But technically they hold that the Zirut really ends on day 29. The Matna answers Rabbi Eliezer agrees that Nizirut is 30 days, but considers the term complete after part of the 30th day, even before the Korbanot were given. And that's the way he understands the Mahalak. If you remember, the Ben Ezra will say, really, the Nizirut is 30 days. But he holds Miksatiyom Kikulu even before the Korbanot. And the Banan are going to say, no, it's got to be only after the Korbanot. And that's the Mahalak. Final point, the Mishnah teaches that if a Nazir of 100 days becomes to him on the 100th day, and the Kamaz says he forfeits the entire 100 days, the Ben Ezra says, how many days does he have to keep after 30 days? Because he learned it from a Pasuk. The Gemara asks, that if Rabbi Eliezer holds that what Miksatiyom Kikulo, then we should say you should do just 7. And if he holds no Miksatiyom Kikulo, then you should do all 100, which means Miman of Shach. So the Gemara said, Rabbi Eliezer says no special reduce. Zo Torah the Nazir, Beyom Melot Yemen Nizro, to teach us that if a person became Tameh, Nazir, on the day of his completion, there's a special law that he has to keep another 30 days, and therefore, at the end of the subject over here, we remain with this machloket of Rav Matnan Bar Peda. So therefore, it's a misconception if somebody comes along and says, "Bina Torah, how much is Nazirut?" 30. Oh, slow down. There's machloket po. There's an opinion that says it's only 29 days. And then the question is, so where did they get 30? Because the rabbis came along and added an extra day only because of a gezerah to a case where the guy would say, Shelemim, and so on and so forth. But again, from the strict law, we have a machloket amoraim, and we could not find a machloket tanaim on this. We thought at the end of the Gemara today to try to make it a machloket tanaim, but the Gemara said it's not. Rabbi Matna said, everybody can agree with me, and ad melot means actually ad, the ad bichlal, which means 30, and therefore Rabbi Matna says, you haven't shown me that any tanaim argue with me, because I could learn ad does not mean until 30, meaning 29. I could learn ad means up until 30 and including 30. But that says, I'm good according to all the Tanaim. Mustafa, Baruch Adonai, Olam. Amen.